Self-Defense by Jonathan Kellerman. Copyright 1995 by Jonathan Kellerman. Chapter 1. She smiled, as usual. From her chair she had a fine view of the ocean. This morning it was a wrinkled teal sheet gilded with sunrise. A triangle of pelicans reconnoitered overhead. I doubted she'd notice any of it. She moved around a bit, trying to get comfortable. "Good morning, Lucy."
"Good morning, Dr. Delaware."
Her purse was at her feet, a huge macrame bag with leather straps. She had on a light blue cotton sweater and a pleated pink skirt. Her hair was fawn-colored, sleek, shoulder-length with feather bangs. Her slender face was lightly freckled, with great cheekbones and fine features ruled by huge brown eyes. She looked younger than 25.
"So," she said, shrugging and still smiling.
"So." The smile died.
"Today I want to talk about him."
"Okay."
She covered her mouth, then removed her fingers. "The things he did."
I nodded.
"No," she said, "I don't mean what we've already been over. I'm talking about things I haven't told you."
"The details."
She squeezed her lips together.
One hand was in her lap, and her fingers began to drum.
"You have no idea."
"I read the trial transcript, Lucy."
"All of it?"
"All the crime scene details. Detective Sturgis's testimony."
"Private testimony, too." "Oh, then I guess you do know."
She glanced at the ocean.
"I thought I dealt with it, but all of a sudden I can't get it out of my head."
"The dreams?"
"No, these are waking thoughts. Images float into my head. When I'm at my desk, watching TV, whatever."
"Images from the trial?"